Good afternoon, Muskegon. You know what time it is. It's time for Turning to your show, Muskegon and Worldwide, show for news, information, and more. We're the only ones doing this in this town. I'd like to welcome you to the show. It is December the 15th, 2023, 10 days away from that very special day of Christmas. I'm your host, Gregory T. Roberts. I'm so happy to be here and honored to be on this show. A couple things I want to tell you. These shows repeat each other. So if you're listening to us on the radio and would like to see this show, you can go to WVS 103.7 to beat M106. Get that emoji app. We're also on YouTube. So it's a lot of things going on in a lot of ways to get a hold of us. These shows repeat themselves. If you are close to home or would like to be a part of the discussion, get on WVS 103.7 to beat or M106 Facebook site, and you can be involved in the conversation. And speaking of being involved in the conversation, got to bring in my co-host. Put your hands together for one of the twins, Pastor Melvin Burns II. How you doing, sir?
Hey, my brother. How are you? I am involved in the... I am in the conversation. I'm here.
Can you believe it? Hey, December the 15th, 10 days away.
10 days. I better get started.
Oh, I haven't even started. So I need to tell you people that, look, we have an interesting show today, and you're going to really want to listen to some of this thing, because it's amazing what modern medicine tells you or what doctors tell you, but I'll tell you what they're not telling you. Do me a favor. And while I'm doing that, brother, why don't you tell us what the weather's going to be like?
Well, today, a pretty nice December day. We got a low of 42 and a high of 46. Tomorrow, 40% chance of rain, but again, a high of 46. Sunday completing the weekend, a low of 39, cloudy, but a high of 44 degrees. Monday, a little windy, temperature drops a little bit, low of 28, high of 39. Tuesday, low 28, and again, high of 37. Going into Wednesday and Thursday next week, we have a low of 35, high of 40. And Thursday, low of 31, high of 38.
Okay. Like I said, 10 days before Christmas, what is anything that you would like to tell people before we get our guests on?
Don't stress yourself out.
Man, you and I are thinking the same way.
I have some nieces I have, you know, in Arkansas, great nieces. And I was in a store thinking what to get them. I said, you know what? I'm sending these kids money. I can't. It's like, I can't do it. I don't know, 11-year-old, 10-year-old, I can't remember what to get them. So they shop for themselves, but no stress. Enjoy the
holiday. Okay. One thing I'd have to say, you look watching WUVS 103.7 WB serving Muskegon and Muskegon Heights. All right. Had to get that in. People are already blowing up. Got to go to Atlanta, Georgia. Georgia. Tanya Roberts Ford. Hello, guys. How you doing?
Hello, Tanya.
And Mr. Thrower. Hello, gentlemen. Hello. Nice to see you. So the board is blowing up already. Listen, so we're talking about medicine, right? And I really want you to do this. Share this message. Do like I'm doing right now. I'm sharing this to my page right now. Mm-hmm. And share this to somebody that you know that are have aches, pains. My guess a couple years ago was walking with a cane. And literally walking with a cane in severe pain and decided to do something about it. And I can't wait for you to hear her story. It's a powerful one that you're going to love. So without further ado, put your hands together for another Roberts. And you know, we got to, you know, get the cape like James Brown. Put your hands together. My cousin, I call her my sister, for Robin Huff. Welcome to the stage and welcome to Morning 2.
Hello, how are you guys?
Good, how are you?
I'm a triplet, so it's not the twins, it's the triplets. We all right. are alike.
All right, go on, girl. Go on, girl. Listen, I am so excited to have you on the show. Robin, tell us a little bit about yourself because we got so much to talk about today.
Hi, my name is Robin, and it's Robin Roberts Huff. I am a Roberts. And for me, I had actually had studied holistic nutrition and weight loss about 10 years ago. And my goal was to work with people and, you know, for diet and nutrition and all of that stuff. And holistic nutrition is just that. It's the whole body. It's the whole system. Mm-hmm. At the time I had started the class, I was in a car accident. Nothing got broke, but everything was out of place. From I had a brain injury, a concussion that went on forever. I shook on the right side all the way down, like spasms, neck pain, hip pain, and so on. You don't know this until you get in a situation where you're not healthy or you're having health problems that you go to the doctor, and every doctor I went into, I had a primary doctor, orthopedic doctor, and a neurologist for brain. Every doctor I walked in, they wrote prescriptions. And at one time I had a huge Ziploc bag of nothing but prescriptions and samples. And I wasn't taking them. It was muscle relaxers, pain pills, sleeping pills. And you can just imagine the combination if I actually was taking all of that. What, you know, you're just walking around like a zombie. Mm-hmm. What I did was I started looking for alternatives. I then kind of shifted to a chiropractor that really kind of got me moving, at least in the neck and so on, which really took away some of the spasms on the right side, the hand shaking and so on. And I was introduced at that time to CBD. At the time, CBD was so new. We were in Arizona. I'm in Arizona right now. You can only get it in a dispensary. And I had never heard of it before. So when I started telling people, first of all, I was shocked that there was a cannabis plant that you didn't get high off of. And when I would tell people, people literally asked me to spell it because it was just that foreign. So I used the CBD, and this is something I had not shared with a lot of people. I ended up, I did walk with a cane for 2 years. And also in the 7-8 year span that I was struggling with all these issues, I never acted on the nutrition. I never moved forward to what I needed to do. Mm-hmm. Also with the brain and the concussion, even when I was finishing up my class, I had to go to my husband and have him turn on the computer, save my homework, send my homework, and turn off the computer. I couldn't remember how to do any of that. I couldn't do anything in sequences, you know. So I've come back, I've come from that far. When I was introduced to CBD, it allowed me to sleep. It allowed most of the pain to go away. And when you're in a lot of pain and some of it goes away, you feel 100% better. I'll fast forward. I did have to get a surgery. I had to have a full hip replacement because when I was in the accident, my knees hit the dashboard. And so what it did is it immediately shortened one leg. And it's almost like if you jammed a finger and your finger was jammed. Mm-hmm. When I was in the hospital, this is funny, they kept asking me how much pain I was in, between a 1 and a 10. And I kept saying none. And they knew I was on CBD.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
They said you can't bring it in the hospital though. And I said, okay. But and they kept asking all night because they had a whole dispensary of drugs to give me. So they would ask me in the room and I kept saying I was at a zero. I had no pain. And I could hear them in the hall saying, we need to call her doctor because she's gonna wake up screaming in the middle of the night. in pain, and I never took anything. I stayed in the hospital 2 days. I walked out. You know, I did have a walker because they want you to, I had to get acclimated and walking right. But right. Skipping ahead, CBD was my go-to. It was my go-to.
We gotta go to Atlanta, Georgia. Go ahead, Barbara. She says, fasten your belts, everyone. You're going to learn a lot today about the CBD business. Tanya Roberts Ford, Georgia. Okay, so you get out of the hospital. You decide to do something about this.
Yeah.
Let's go from there.
From there, I've always been one that, if I back up, when I was a teenager, I would have such reactions to food. If you're looking at my eyes right now, they're watering. And I was sharing with Greg earlier, I ate a tiny amount of something last night that I shouldn't have, and I have these reactions. Mm-hmm. But when I was a teenager, I was always having these reactions, like bad stomach aches and so on. And my mother would take me to the doctor, and they would run every test. I mean, doctors were good. They were looking for ulcers, they were looking for allergies, and couldn't find anything, but they knew something was wrong. That was kind of, as I moved from teenagers to 20s, I realized then there was just some things that doctors didn't know in all the tests that they could run and so on. So it always kept me on a path that I had to figure out some things. If I ate something, I didn't need a test. I just knew, don't eat it again, and so on. And so I've kind of been like that my whole entire life. I knew doctors didn't know everything. They do the best they can, but we need to take more control and be more responsible for our own health.
Right.
Skipping ahead, I pivoted from teaching and working with nutrition to saying I really wanted to start the CBD business. I know just the number one problems in this country is pain. If you look, we've got a major issue with people being addicted to pain medication, and this stuff is killing people.
Right.
And it's very addictive. It's very addictive. CBD could step in, and CBD has been used too to help people get off of some of these other pain meds too. Mm-hmm. What I did was I wanted to introduce customers to a new way of looking at some of their health issues, whether it's just sleep, whether it's pain, whether it's menopause issues or women's cycles. You got a lot of people that have a lot of headaches and things like that. And the list just goes on and on and on. Researching it and spending, I spent a year and a half studying CBD, what it can do. I knew what it was doing for me, but I wanted to know what it could do and the benefits of it. So kind of the funny thing that happened was, in the time period that I was studying, going to trade shows, sampling products, all of a sudden, it was like this explosion of CBD was everywhere, mm-hmm. everywhere. And as people have told me, they've seen it in gas stations and things like that. Mm-hmm. I really want to be on the end of not only the educational end, mm-hmm. but also our products are all vegan. They are all organic. They have been tested by third parties. And that means whatever's on the label is in the bottle. Okay. And no filler, no other stuff, no THC, and so on. Mm-hmm. And I can explain too, CBD is not marijuana. CBD is from the hemp plant. The hemp plant is a cannabis plant. Marijuana is, there's two plants. The cannabis plant has the hemp plant, mm-hmm. and it has the marijuana plant. The marijuana plant is the THC. Okay. The hemp plant is the CBD. What happened, I think it was back in the 30s or 40s, when the government decided to make marijuana illegal, it just wiped out all cannabis. So it took hemp with it. And hemp was a product that was in this country since before with the natives. I mean, they used it for material, they used it for ropes. Hemp was the number one product that they were using before they started using cotton.
Okay.
And so what happened, as you had this product or this plant that was heavily used, not only for medicine, but in for oils and for food, but also material and so many other things and building materials and so on, now you've made it illegal. And I think the toughest thing for me in this business is a couple of things. Is there's so much information out there about marijuana, and everyone knows what marijuana is, that hemp and CBD is kind of mixed in with that bad information and misinformation.
Okay.
And the sad thing about it is people are missing out on an opportunity for something better than what they're doing. Americans are taking, we consume 75% of all prescription medicines in the world. So the same drugs that are sold here from our pharmaceutical companies are sold all over the world. And American people consume 75% of it. And that says something, it says two things. Either we're being overprescribed medication, or are we really that sick? And the issue is we don't really have a healthcare system. We've got a sick care system. Mm-hmm. And so no one's teaching you not only, you know, what you can do at home for yourself, whether it's lose a little weight or drink more water. And I'll say that again, or drink. That's a huge pet peeve of mine.
We do it every show.
Yeah. Yeah. And it ain't vodka, okay? It's a huge pet peeve. I mean, I can look at some people and I can see how tight their skin looks and their yellow or red looking eyes and so on. And I'm thinking just water. And I always think about people that are suffering with like high blood pressure, and they put you on the blood pressure medicine, or high cholesterol, and you got your cholesterol drugs. And I'm thinking, you're not getting any information about just drinking water, period. Mm-hmm. So we do have a sick care system. And so what doctors are doing is they're prescribing medication for all our illnesses. And if you took the three of us and we all ate something, let's say just pizza, eyes, this watery is my reaction to gluten. One of you, you might have an ad reaction and it might shoot your blood pressure up. And another one of you, it might shoot your blood sugar up. If we all three go to the doctor, they're not treating us the same. We're really having a reaction to one product. We all get treated totally different, as right. opposed to just saying, stop eating pizza.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mm-hmm. you can't eat these products with the gluten and the salt and the grease and the so on. So this is the system that we're in. And, you know, and then too, what really gets me is when they ask you when you go to the doctor about family history, the moment you say that your dad had high blood pressure or your mom was diabetic, they go, well, it's genetic. It is not genetic. That is a myth. There is no gene that your parent is carrying that says you are going to be, there is no diabetic gene. This is a food issue. There is no high blood pressure gene. There is no high cholesterol gene. There is a gene for some other diseases, but these are not genetic diseases. Mm-hmm. So by telling you and saying to you, well, you know, it runs in your family, and just you accept that you're supposed to have it. And mm-hmm. just that mental piece of you're supposed to have it, you automatically go on a path where you don't think it's anything you can do about it.
Right.
And I know people that have lost 10 pounds, not 20, not 50, but 10 pounds, and they've saw where their health has changed. So this whole system that we have in this country is really not health care. It's a sick care system. And CBD, like I said in the beginning, it comes from the hemp plant. And it's really the pronunciation, I hope I say it right, is a cannabidiol. And that's the actual name. The abbreviation is CBD. Mm-hmm. And it and something that doctors didn't know, we've got all these systems in our body, our circulatory system, our skeletal system, you know, you got your brain, you got your hormones and so on. They've just discovered that there was another system that's, and I hope I pronounce it right, it's endocannabinoid. And it works with these plants. And so this plant medicine gets into our bodies and it's affecting, and it affects in the receptors of the plant, has an effect on every part of the body, the brain, the blood, the heart, and so on. And I think about how interesting it is to see science catch up with, barely, with scripture, where scripture said the leaves were for healing. Mm-hmm. And once again, I say it's a tough sell because we all know people that get high. We all know people that smoke weed. We got some of them in our family. And the only thing we can process is that's what that is. And for people of color, we've really have taken the brunt of being caught with marijuana. There are people in prison right now, not jail, but prison, because they got caught with marijuana, even though marijuana in the state is legal. They have not let them out yet. So right. We have reason to be afraid and fearful. And when I've looked at the national statistics about who buys CBD, we're dead last as people of color, African-American. We make up less than 1%, where all these other groups, they get it, you know, and they're using it. And it doesn't have to be something you smoke. I have gummies. I have pain creams. I have bath bombs. We have also, we have a gummy that's a little bit stronger. It's called a Delta 9. And that's a really good one for sleeping and to help you relax. These products too, for people that might be suffering with anxiety or depression, or even like PTSD, it's a milder, more natural plant than something that's synthetic. Because anything you use that's synthetic, it's gonna collect in your liver and kidney. And that's why when you hear these commercials about drugs, you hear all these side effects. CBD has no side effects. They have tested it on people that are taking other medication. It is not interfering with your other medication at all. Mm-hmm. And it's not addictive.
Okay, we got to go to the board. Go to Ohio.
Okay.
Hey, sis, what's up going on? Powerful story, cuz. And this question is going to you, Pastor Burns.
Okay, this is Rich Q9. Mr. Thrower says, I remember in 09, I was on 4 different medications. I lost 50 pounds and couldn't eat nothing more than a bag of chips to be full. When I stopped taking it and started using Mary Jane, I gained my weight back and stopped those medications permanently. It's crazy how overly medicated we can be without being properly advised.
Yeah, and I want to touch that is that we're so quick in this country for a doctor to say one thing, to say like, okay, like you got high cholesterol or you're going to be a diabetic. And we're so easy, so quick to take that pill. But like Robin was saying, how about losing 10 pounds? How about losing 20 pounds and changing your health? And it's funny, Robin, that you were talking about it being overprescribed. Because my doctor said, because I answered the question, like, you know, we have CBD, we have marijuana, all this kind of stuff to help with ailments. And she said, if you get caught with that in your system, she said, I will immediately drop you as a patient.
Wow.
And then she dropped me, and I have to, then she dropped me, and I have to be dropped to make sure that I don't have that in my system.
I can tell you something. most people don't even have a clue of the history of medicine in this country. And I came across something by accident about 30 years ago. Tell you something. In this country, before you had all these pharmaceutical companies, they were using plant medicine. They were using things like colonics, saunas, massage, all of these things, okay? We didn't have more wellness versus illness. Mm-hmm. You see it even, I don't know if you know much about Dr. Kellogg's that was in, I don't know if that's Kalamazoo or whatever. He had this huge facility. Mm-hmm. Very wealthy people went to, and it was everything from massage to saunas to colonics to all of these things to keep people healthy. Mm-hmm. What happened was, and even in what we call our so-called drugstores, I will say probably for more African Americans, maybe we didn't have those resources and connections, but everyone's grandmother and great-grandmother and great-great-grandmother knew how to do something. They either took a tea, they took some leaves, they did this, they did that. They knew how to get rid of something, including ash, okay? Ash on your knees and elbows, whatever, okay? We didn't have toothpaste. They knew what to do. What happened is around the 1920s or so, you know how you got, I don't know if you know this, you know how you see these billionaires now starting to branch off into these little pet projects, like all of a sudden Tesla wants to make things to go to Mars or something,
right?
And Elon Musk and some of these other ones. Well, they're doing what the billionaires did back in the early turn of the century. What you had is the Rockefeller wanted to get into the education system, kind of like the DeVos's are right now.
Right.
And so as he stepped into and wanted to put money behind education, the one pet project that he was really focused on was medical schools and so on. So what he did was, because he poured all this money into medical schools, and this is at a time when we've only got about a half a dozen medical schools. University of Michigan was one of few. He poured this money in, then they decided, businessmen, what that system was going to be set up like. Mm-hmm. And what they did was they did away with all of these homeopathic, naturopathic means of medication and health and so on. And they got rid of that and they introduced the system that we have right now. These people also are connected to the food industry. I have read papers where there, and you know, the Food and Drug Administration is one agency, mm-hmm. which is mm-hmm. weird. That's, you know, anyway, food and drug is one industry. There are people that are vice presidents and presidents in the food industry that actually sit on the board for the pharmaceutical companies. And there are people in the pharmaceutical companies that are presidents and VPs that sit on the food companies, meaning Nabisco and Kraft and so on and so forth. So they're more in bed with each other than we realize they are. And in the meantime, it is no wonder that there are certain drugs that are their top sellers, which is high cholesterol and diabetes and blood pressure. They're their top sellers because they already know what's in the food. Cooks are not making our food. Chemists are making our food. Mm-hmm. And over the past couple of years, we have heard everything from hair straighteners to powder to deodorant to hairspray, hair color, you name it, all of these things are causing cancer.
Right.
Not a surprise to us, but like I said, chemists are making these products. So if you're a chemist, you already know what's in it. And some of these things don't get you right away. That's why you start to see people have problems in their 40s, 50s, and 60s, because you've used these things for long periods of time. And so we're totally addicted to waiting for them to tell us the next move. What should we take? Mm-hmm. What's really interesting too, like you said, high blood pressure and so on, and you being dropped. That's why I told you that story about the Rockefellers. What they also did was they started to arrest, shut down all this other information that was out there. And so as they kind of circled the wagons about, you know, more homeopathic means of wellness, we became dependent on what they told us, what they had to give us, and so on. And it's a shame that what you said, Greg, because the catch 22 is if you've made this legal, and you, first of all, the first step was to make marijuana medical. And then you went the next step and made it legal. CBD is straight out legal. There is no, and yet you still have this pushback that there's such a disconnect. Mm-hmm. Where you could be in the office with someone that is highly addicted. See, and you can see where the problem is. I read the numbers in like Denver. Denver's been like 10, 12 years, that whole area, 10, 12 years ahead of the rest of the country as far as medical marijuana and then legal marijuana. The first things that happened in that state was alcohol consumption, prescription drugs, and cigarettes, the sales dropped like over 50%. And the people where we've thought all these years that the American public did not want marijuana to be legal, because it would go up for votes. I'm old enough to, I remember it going up for a vote back in the 70s. I was in junior high and it did not pass. I tell you what did pass that year was abortion. Those were the two big votes. Mm-hmm. An abortion pact and marijuana didn't. And I think I was in the seventh or eighth grade. And the teacher said he knew marijuana was not going to pass because the pharmaceutical companies would lose too much money and you could grow your own. So you would bypass buying all these drugs.
Right.
So you can see where cigarette smoke would drop. You can see where alcohol consumption would drop. You can see where prescription drugs and over-the-counter drugs would drop. That's their competition. Marijuana is their competition, you know? And like the gentleman said, he was in this state where he was sick and losing weight and not eating. Not eating is not good in any state. I know people that are on drugs and they can't sleep. Not sleeping is not good at all, you know?
Right.
For multiple reasons, you know, if whatever's wrong with you, you don't die from that. You die from some, you know, something else because of all these other side effects. And it's really sad. It's really sad. Mm-hmm. But we are in a sick system. And I hope that people at least will start to make small changes in their diet and their health, especially coming off of COVID. You know, seeing that what we saw around us, and if nothing else shook you up, that should shake you up and say, wait a second, you know, what I need to do something for myself. And right. We can take more. And that's why I named the company Higher Powers, really, so you can take your power back.
Nice. We got to go to the board. We got questions all over the place.
Okay.
Houston, Texas.
Michael Anthony Smith says, they don't make money if they cure you. Medicines are for profit. Yes, they are.
Preach it. Preach it.
Says, the Rockefeller sponsored majority of the HBCUs, right? I don't know for sure. I'm sure that. And especially the HBCUs, the medical schools.
Yeah.
Tony Roberts Ford says, I was in a car accident 13 years ago, similar to Robin's, and I've used her products. They have helped me tremendously.
You're loved all over the world, girl.
So, Robin, for people listening or you're piquing our interest, where's the first place you send them if they want to do their own research?
Couple of things, and I hope they do. You know, we're working right now. We'll be done by next week. We're working on an ebook to educate. As I've read the statistics and so on, the number one reason people do not buy CBD is they don't know enough about it. And the education is big, because if one thing, if you walk into a health food store and you see something, or a gas station or whatever, a smoke shop, the problem is there's nobody there standing there to help you, you know, navigate what the product is and how you should use it and so on. So I do understand education is a big issue. Mm-hmm. And that's something that I really want to do more of. So we are right now in the process of working on an ebook to answer more questions and you know, to be able to help customers. Mm-hmm. And just out of curiosity, I will say this, anyone could start to look up. There's plenty, there's a great movie called CBD Nation. And this movie is about 45 minutes long or so. And it's showing people that with extreme situations where they've got Parkinson's and they shake really bad, and they're taking the CBD, not even THC, but the CBD. And within 45 minutes, it kicks in. You know, for me, it's my go-to. There's times when I felt like I was going to get a cold, or I knew I was more run down. I'll take the Delta 9 and go to bed, and I wake up rested. I don't wake up doped up. I don't wake up tired. I still, for my back, occasionally rub some of the ointment on or get into the bathtub with one of the bath bombs and to relax with that. Also, I'm getting into a little bit more of skincare, because for us, our largest organ is our skin. And we're noticing now that all of these products have all of these chemicals in it, and it's affecting our hormones. And women are getting the brunt of it because we wear more chemicals, nail polish remover, lipstick, makeup, hair stuff, and so on. And we don't see these things as chemicals, just like the drugs. We don't see the drugs as chemicals. We don't see it as poisons.
Right.
We see it as makeup. We see it as medicine. The irony is you see marijuana or CBD, hemp, you see that as a drug, and you see the drug as medicine. And it's kind of in reverse. Yeah.
Got to go back to the board going to a high L sis. Go ahead.
She said, I was going to suggest Robin write a book because this information is greatly needed. So glad to hear of her ebook in progress.
Thank you, sis.
Right.
So, Robin, you talked earlier about your product. How important it, because we don't turn and read the label, the back of the label, how important it is that you said you have natural stuff and those natural things that should be in there and not those fillers that cause cancer or other ailments.
Yeah, on our website also, there's a section in there where you can go and it shows the lab tests. I don't know about anybody else, and I don't know how some companies have been able to sell some of the things they were able to sell. But when we were getting set up, this is funny, our payment processor, they would not even allow us to set our company up until they saw the lab tests. Mm-hmm. Now, I know how people can circumvent that, because if you had a smoke shop, a vape shop, whatever, some kind of little boutique, not saying those products are not good, but you know, you buy products and you put them on your shelf and so on. But the other thing too, Amazon does not sell CBD. So if you see Amazon selling something that says CBD, it's probably hemp. Mm-hmm. And hemp is the seeds. So they take the seeds and they press them and they can make an oil. They do have some benefits, but it's not a CBD product. It's just the hemp. And mine is the flower.
Mm. Just got to go back to board. Yep. Hey, Vicky. I wasn't pronouncing your name because I was just saying sis. Okay. All right. So there, you said, Pastor Burns, go ahead.
No. Go ahead. So, but marijuana has been legal in Michigan 2 years, maybe. Mm-hmm. So I'm in the store. I see in Walgreens, I see in Walmart, CDBG products. I saw gloves, I saw socks, they say CBD. Mm-hmm. I'm assuming all these products are not created equal.
Mm-mm.
So tell me, what am I looking for?
What you should be looking for, definitely you're going to have to read ingredients. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, this product and this plant is so new and so powerful. What you see is this explosion of all of a sudden CBD's got to be everywhere.
Yeah.
Only thing I haven't seen it in, and I'm being silly, is hot sauce. But I've seen it in that. Okay. but if they do, I might get that. Because I'm coming up with ideas as I sit here, okay? That might be a go-to, okay? But seriously, and so what you have in companies are funny. I'll shift gears and show you something. It's a big thing now for vegan products, right?
Right, right.
And so I'm seeing vegan popcorn, vegan donuts, you know what I mean? And I can remember years ago when the fat-free thing started or the sugar-free thing started, and it was sugar-free donuts and sugar-free this and that. See, the marketers and they know us. See, mm-hmm. we're part of the problem. They know we prefer junk over quality. They know that. So if they put CBD in vodka or, you know, cappuccino or what, that would sell. Seriously, those kinds of things sell really quick because we are so programmed and our little taste buds are so what they are that we are running after, like I said, when I said vegan donuts, that was a thing. I mean, I see it. Vegan cupcakes and so on and so forth. You should read the label and you should ask questions. And if you're not, if the first ingredient mm-hmm. is the ingredient that has the most is in anything. So mm-hmm. it should say CBD first and then maybe whatever the oil that they mixed it in, whatever. Mm-hmm. If it's a whole lot of stuff that you just don't know what it is, I wouldn't buy it. I just wouldn't buy it because I had a huge shopping bag of nothing but samples. We went to a big trade show out west here, and I got samples and from companies and so on and so forth. And some things, it really wasn't junk. I didn't like the delivery system. I don't need CBD water. That was the thing. I don't need CBD pop. I don't need CBD coffee, you know, I don't need CBD syrup. These were all products that I actually saw CBD in. So we need to be more practical and look at it for wellness and not that it's a gimmick, you know. If you want to get some skincare products, I use skincare, more lotions and oils, and it's great on my skin. And it's great for people that actually have like sensitive skin, you know, like eczema and things like that, because there's a lot of things, there's a lot of junk in products that they can't really have on their skin. I put one of the top brand lotions on one day because I ran out of my stuff at the time. And I'm at the age now that I can have like some hormonal issues, and I immediately broke out in sweats. And I can see, you know, it's kind of like when you stop eating something and you eat a little bit of it and you see your reaction. I could see what my reaction is. And all of these chemicals too, our lotions and our creams and our deodorants and stuff, they're making and causing a lot of hormone imbalances. So you start getting hormone imbalances. Now you're going to the doctor for something else because you don't sleep or you don't have energy or your hair's falling out or this or that. And they will treat just that one symptom where they're treating the symptom and not the problem.
Mm-hmm. And no, it's really, go back to what you said, it's very important to know what you need and what you don't need and to read. But it's also important to, like, I had a barbecue truck and people would come up, do you have anything vegan? No, it's a barbecue truck. It's a barbecue truck.
I know those people.
Yeah.
I know those people.
Yeah. But anyway, it's very important that you know what you need. Pastor Burns, question.
No, so let's talk a little bit. I have about 3-4 thoughts in my head I want to get to the same time. We talked about people finding products. I read this a couple of years ago that when Michigan first marijuana became legal, no major, like your major research institutes wouldn't do any research with CDB because it was still federally, the marijuana was federally illegal. So, no, you know, your Mayos, your Johns Hopkins, none of them would get into any of the real research. Is that still the case?
It's not the case. Okay. And I'm going to tell you, just like these sneaky people did back in the early turn of the century and how they gangstered the medical system and created the system that we're in, they're just sitting back in the cut. They have all kinds of research. They have research, and I'll tell you, the country, and I'm skipping to a country versus what you just said, which was the schools. The country that has the most research is Israel and Canada. When you look at Mayo, which is where I went to the hospital a couple of years ago, these people know more than you think they know. Mm-hmm. And they're biding their time for, now CBD is legal, mm-hmm. okay? Marijuana is in a different category. It's in a weird category. It's legal, but it's federally not legal.
Yeah.
So two things happen with that. I'm in Arizona. If the company here made like wonderful product of THC, like brownies, they could not ship those brownies to you. Mm-hmm. So once you get into the air and transportation, that's where it's illegal for marijuana. Mm-hmm. The other thing is because it's federally not legal, I don't know how they do it. I don't know what they do. They can't use the banking system the same way.
Right. Yep.
This is the reason why some companies mm-hmm. are just sitting back. The moment it becomes federally legal, and this is THC, not so much CBD, mm-hmm. you will watch Pfizer, Abbott, Warner Lambert, Costco, Sam's Club, CVS, your doctor, Greg's doctor, all of a sudden they will have their version of CBD and THC. And they are going to gangster the market, and you will watch the 6 and 6 o'clock news. And when the commercials come on, instead of Celebrex and this and that, you will see, and they will name it what they'll name it. Because see, when you name something, then you own it.
Mm.
And so it will be its own form, and it won't come in the flower where Greg, someone would smoke it. It will be in a capsule. It will be in a pill. It will be in a tablet, and they will own it. And your doctor now will be writing these prescriptions. The only reason they're holding back is the federal part of being the banking. Mm-hmm. They're going to take it over. I saw a video of a farm. You see these dispensaries, and they have these grow places, and they're like in a warehouse or something like that. And let's say that warehouse is 2,000 to 4,000 square feet. I've seen farms that pharmaceutical companies own, and they had to fly a drone over. It was that much marijuana. They are growing this stuff and drying this stuff and stocking this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And when they get ready to come out, and they're just waiting for the federal government, and they got more power than the three of us, so they can make these things happen. So they probably have done it, in my opinion, because I read all the news in the newspaper. Mm-hmm. They've set back and allowed, you know, the dispensaries to open, the license to open, people to sell, and so on, to see where the market was going to go. Mm-hmm. When they want it to be federal, you know, these people have enough money and enough power, it will be federally legal. That's when you're going to see, and it's going to be all the pharmaceutical companies. They, because just like he said, they run after money, and there's no way they're going to leave this money on the table. They're watching the numbers. They know what it is in gazillions of dollars, and the numbers are just going up, not down. Not down for CBD, and definitely not down for THC. Mm-hmm. So they will take over the market, And what you probably will see is some of these dispensaries will probably go out of business because they will be able to undercut the cost of of the product by selling it at a cheaper rate and so on and so on. So they will cause the dispensaries, a lot of dispensaries, to crash. And then when they get on TV and they say things because they have the word doctor behind their name, there is no school that they went to that they studied any more than I studied. But because they're a doctor, either a chemist or PhD or MD, they will speak with such authority and they will make you think you have to come to them. Once again, now you're circling back to them. You have to come to them to get this product. Oh no, Greg, you can't use that product. And I wouldn't be at all surprised if anyone, like they did in the 1920s, if anyone's on the street selling something, those people are, they're going to start going after them. They don't want you to have control over your health. They don't want you to have control over your body. And what I'm starting to think in all of this, I don't know if we're actually the consumer or we're the product.
Wow. Wow, that's deep. 252. Now, Robert, you have a lot of products. Let's talk about the products that you have.
I have. And we're all e-commerce. We have gummies, CBD gummies. If a person is kind of have some anxiety or some, you know, issues of anxiety or some pain in the day, the gummies are great. We have a stronger gummy that's called the Delta 9. That one I would say is great for sleep. I've had people that have been on prescription medication for sleep and said this is better because they wake up the next day and they're so drugged up with the prescription.
Right.
We have back bombs, which is if you got back pain in any kind of injury, just to soak in the back bombs. We do have a pain roll-on. We have some body products. We have a face wash, a new face wash. That is hemp, not CBD. A face and body wash. We have also a massage and body oil. We do have a face oil, a CBD face oil, and it's face and hair. And I'm probably missing something, but I think that's pretty much it. Yeah.
Now, it's Christmas time, so y'all better be listening because y'all need to order this stuff. If I'm interested in one of those things, I can look up your information. How and how can I get your products?
We are totally e-commerce. And so we're at Higher Power with CBD. So it would be www.higherpowerwithcbd.com.
Okay. I know your heart. I know your heart. How does it make you feel at the end of the day when you've seen your friends that were taking other medicines, but they're off those medicines, they're taking your stuff, and they're feeling much better?
You know, it's amazing. I am a customer. I'm not that person that ever smoked marijuana, wasn't around it, didn't want to be around it because it gets in your hair and people think you were smoking it. You know, I'm not that person. I wasn't that person. And when I walked into a dispensary and saw this product, I thought, I can't even believe it. So we're at a crossroads right now that in this country, you do have some choices. And there is a lot of information out there. And just like Tanya said, and I have other friends, I have a friend that has had breast cancer. She didn't take it for the breast cancer, but after the breast cancer, she was using more of the body oils and things like that. It is a blessing. It is a blessing. And it's not going to do anything but grow. But I have to do my part. I did my part with the products, and we're always out there seeing what else is out there to benefit our customers. But I know I just have to do my part on my end to educate more, because I know people are afraid. And I don't want to see what I know is the average American that's on a prescription drug is on three prescriptions, And that has nothing to do with the over-the-counter stuff. I mean, you know, so yes, that's, it, it does. It makes, it's a blessing. I listen to people and sometimes you could just cry because, you know, sometimes we're just suffering in silence. We get up and we function in the day and we try to pretend like we're not in pain and we're struggling.
Mm-hmm. Best verse.
Yeah. So we kind of said this, so people are interested in the process. Where do they start? I mean, if you, let's say you got skin issues, where do you start? With I guess entry level is not the right word.
I would say with skin issues, what we did too on the website is we tried to put things together before I just had, you know, my products and what they were. Then what we did was we just rearranged the website. So something will say skin and body, and you will see those suggestions of those products there. And something will say pain. You might see some of the same products, but that's that suggestion in that category. And two, you can always email us. You can always, we're on Instagram, we're on Facebook. You can always, and I love to communicate with anyone, you know, because sometimes things are more complex than just a one size fit all. Right. I know sugar has a tendency, sugar and any white products like flour and breads and things like that have a tendency to inflame a lot of skin issues, you know, and so, and cause in, you know, fungus and yeast and things like that. But definitely our oils that we have and our creams that we have would not aggravate it, you know, and can create some healing in that area too.
It's 2:57. Listen, Robin, it's been so wonderful to talk to you, my lovely sister.
I'm going to get you to some of the CBD hair oil. Then you'll be like this.
Really do some advertisement.
Yeah, if you can do something about this.
All right. The three of us. We're
going to
go on the road.
Okay. Or if you make that CBD hot sauce, let us know.
Don't you take my idea. I see you.
Let's go back to Georgia.
CBD barbecue sauce.
Awesome job, Tanya Roberts Ford from Georgia. Listen, all right. Robin, we want to thank you so much. And we're going to have you back on the show in several weeks to talk more about this because it's just too much to cover in 1 hour.
We've got something coming up too. I just finished a program at Harvard to even go back to what you said, Pastor. And these schools are studying. Sometimes medicine moves very slow, but they are studying and seeing the benefits of it. So I just finished a program up at Harvard and they're taking a step back to look at their medical school and do some different things because people are not getting healthier in this country. And that came out of their mouths.
Wow. Got to go to Ohio. Vicky says, great show as well. All right. So listen, it's 2:59. Robin, thank you so much. And we'll talk to you soon.
Okay. It's 80 degrees here. You didn't ask me the temperature.
We don't want to.
What's the temperature?
It's going to be 80. I'm going to eat outdoors somewhere.
Okay, we don't like you anymore.
Thank you, Robin. You cut off. See you later.
Bye, you guys.
Bye-bye. That was my
great interview. You know, Robin, if anybody's listening, when you come on an interview, man, if everybody had a command, you know, of your subject and what you're talking about, we just kind of sit back and look. Awesome interview. But you know, just her command of her subject and, you know, the research and history. Man, I love guests like that. You know, we kind of just sit back and let them educate us.
Yeah. It's no sense of that throwing in a thousand questions when somebody's educating you. Let them speak and educate. Look, it's 3:00. It's the top of the hour. WVS 103.7 to be serving Muskegon, Muskegon High. It's 10 days. You got 10 days to start Christmas shopping. Listen. but it's bigger than that. Remember the reason for the season. Go out and sow a seed in somebody's life, especially right now. You might think they're doing well, but don't take that chance. Do not take that chance. Go sow a seed. Be a blessing to somebody. I'm Gregory T. Roberts. That's Melvin, Pastor Melvin C. Burns II. We'll see you. Wait a minute. We'll see you next week, and that's going to be our show for the year. So you won't want to miss that. Take care, and God bless. We'll see you next week.
All right.